tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi guys, this is Becca Sarah. I hope you guys are doing well. So today I'm going to talk about my floor experience and my seating experience, what to expect, what not to expect. Should you get a floor seat? Should you not? Save up, not? All of the glitz and glam. So I have been on the floor 3 times in my life. Almost 4. The fourth one that I'm talking about that I would have counted as 4 was canceled because of the pandemic. Still devastated about that to this day. But the 3 that I was on the floor for was Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Paramore. And they were all standing floor, not seating floor. I was gonna see Niall in April 2020. I had 4 tickets, but they were seated. So I don't know how the seating floor experience is like. And I can't say how that's like because I've never done it before, but I can about the standing one. So if you haven't done it in general, just to start off, if you have not had a floor seat before, I would do it once at least. I would suggest anyone to put down their bucket list. You want to be favorite artist to get floor seat. And if it's not too expensive, if you can get early access and get a floor seat, I would do that. So I am a short person, not like tiny, but like I'm 5'3". So for me, like the floor experience is kind of hard for me. It's enjoyable, but it's hard for me because it's hard to see, especially when you have taller people in front of you. It's really hard to like to see the stage when you're looking at the screen a lot, at least for me, because I am a shorter individual. And yes, I try to go as both close as possible, but again, to get like the most close, you have to go super early, and especially when you have work, it's really hard to be in the front. So for me, for the first experience, you go into a different door, different place entirely. You get like an exclusive bar and like food place that is exclusive to you because you have a floor ticket, you have a wristband that says you're in a floor. So you, and there's also porta potties for you as well, which is really great. So you don't really have to get out of the section to get a drink or to use the washroom. It's all right there for you, which is really cool. You'll just have to get out of the section for a little bit around the corner to get food, which is really, really cool. Like that you get like a very awesome experience, a different experience, a very special experience that you don't have to like leave your seat, like leave where you are, like your section, to go get food. To get a drink or to use the washroom, which is really, really cool, which I feel like is also a plus. So, which is a fantastic. I would say like get there early if you want to get really, really close. But also, like, I would also suggest you to get there during the opening act if you're not very big on getting big on the opening act. Because once the opening act, not a lot of people come for the opening act, so there's a lot of space. So you can use that time and the between time when the opening act is done and then the main person you came for is going on to move closer to the stage. So like if you didn't get there very early to get in for the floor, you can go closer. Because once it's close to like the time that the main person is gonna go on, the floor is gonna get super busy, super crowded, and everybody's gonna go in the front. And you won't be able to go. And I would say it's best to, especially if you're in the floor and you're standing, to also go with a friend. Because once you leave to use the washroom or to get a drink or something to eat, everybody moves up. So you lose your spot. And depending, again, on the fan base, not the artist, the fan base, they will either let you through or they won't and be like, no, you won't make that, even though you're like, I'm over there. Because it's great to have like someone with you. So like you're like, oh, my friend's in there. And if you're by yourself, you can be like, my friend's in there, because you don't have a friend in there. If you're with a fan base that's very, very nice, they'll let you through, let you go back to your space. If you're in a fan base that's not so nice, which I have been to both, if they're nice, they'll let you through. If they're not nice, they're like, no, you're staying. We're here. We're not letting you through. Because I'm gonna discuss to you a experience I've been through on the floor that was not the best at all. So I went to see, this is a floor experience. I went to see Ed Sheeran at Raymond James Stadium with one of my good friends. We got floor tickets. I got them early, so they weren't super expensive. We got there. She saved her spot. It's also a funny experience. She saved her spot. I had both of her phones, which is my safe zone. Take both phones. And literally went to get our drinks. Again, didn't have to go out because the drinks are there. Went to go back, literally did not remember where she is. And I was like saying excuse me to everybody to get through. No one would let me go through to meet my friend at all. I was like, excuse me, pardon me, my friend's up there. Nope, didn't want me, didn't allow me at all to go through to go back to my friend. So the whole concert, she was at her spot wondering where I was, and I was in the back because no one would let me meet up with my friend. So it was a funny experience because like we literally came to a concert together and were separated the whole time. But like I said before, like there are fan bases that are just mean for no apparent reason, and there are fan bases that are nice. And like I said before, like I've been to fan bases to concerts that were nice. For example, any One Direction, now Horn Harry style concert. Met friends there. They talked, they helped me out. I was like, excuse me, sorry, I have to pass to go. That's fine, go ahead. Where's the
Oh, it's right there.
So sweet. Ariana Grande fans are so nice as well. They'll dance with you, they'll help you out. They will have a good time. You change numbers as well.
Great.
There are artists that are very, very nice, and then their fans are terrible. From my experience, okay, again, some Ed Sheeran fans in that concert venue, and there's artists that are great, and their fans are great. And I haven't been to an artist that is terrible, but you get my drift. But that was my floor experience. I would do it again. I would try, I want to try the floor seat that I like sitting, so I can see how that changes everything. And from a seating position, it's good. It's like, it's fun depending on where your seats are. Some venues, and I'm just gonna say this like this way, some venues, the higher you are, the worse the stairs are. For example, like I've been to Emily Arena. I felt like their arena is really good. No matter how high you are going, you're not gonna trip. Just the stairs are not thin. You're not tripping, you're not dropping food. And I've been to another theater, after, when you get to the 200, their stairs are very thin, very trippable. I have tripped over them, my sister has tripped over them, and we have spilled food. I'm not gonna say who they are, but in that arena, any concert I go to, I always do the 100s. But for me, I'm like, overall experiences, I think for me, if you can afford it, and if you do it early, I would suggest everyone to try to get a floor ticket one time to your favorite musician. At least one time, so you experience it. The vibe is more vibrant in the floor. You have the dedicated and the fans that love the artist the most, and everybody's having fun. No one's like, not a lot of people are leaving. It's a very great vibe that you should experience at least once. So my take on all of this is the floor better than seats? Yes. Should you do it for every concert? No. If you have the money and the means to do so, you should. You are going to be with the hardcore fans if you're on the floor. You should be wary as well, because there are some nice fandoms and there's some mean fandoms, and depending which one you are in, depends how you can navigate to get your drink, your food, go to the washroom, and go back. So I would be wary about that as well. But overall, I would say everybody should put it on their bucket list to go see one of their favorite artists on the floor if they can afford it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.